The Lord be with you.
And with
you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Mark. One of the scribes came to Jesus and asked him, "Which are the first of all the commandments?" Jesus replied, "The first is this: Hear, O Israel, the Lord our God is Lord alone. You shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, with all your mind, with all your strength. The second is this: You shall love your neighbor as yourself. There is no other commandment greater than these." The scribe said to him, "Well said, teacher, you are right in saying, He is one and there is no other than He. And to love Him with all your heart, with all your understanding, with all your strength, and to love your neighbor as yourself is worth more than all burnt offerings and sacrifices." When Jesus saw that he answered with understanding, he said to him, "You are not far from the kingdom of heaven." And no one dared to ask him any more questions. The Gospel of the Lord. Praise to you. When I was 8 years old, my mother brought me to a Dunkin' Donuts and we sat at the counter and I ordered a plain donut. Now, why would a little kid order a plain donut when you have nice chocolate-covered donuts? Well, the reason why is because a man came out wearing an apron with flour all over his hands, carrying a tray of plain donuts just made. Oh, they were delicious. You could feel crunchy on the outside and warm on the inside because they were just made. My mother had ordered a cup of coffee, and they served it in a porcelain cup, the way you ought to drink coffee. And before she left, they gave her two refills, free refills. Today you go to Dunkin' Donuts, and you get coffee in a paper cup. If you want a refill, you're going to pay for it, and they're not just made. The donuts are not fresh. Now, I'm not downing Dunkin' Donuts because it's one of the most successful businesses in the country, But my point is that sometimes over the passage of time, we lose some of those little details that made us special. Now, they had a taste test, a coffee taste test. And apparently, McDonald's Paul Newman coffee tasted better to the tasters than Starbucks. Well, this did not go over very well with the Starbucks people. So what they decided to do is they closed all their stores nationally for 3 hours and retaught all their employed how to make a cup of coffee, a Starbucks coffee. Because Starbucks knows that over the passage of time, you can lose some of the things that made you special. But you can get it back. Then he left college and got a job, a very good paying job. It took a lot of his time, and then he got married, then he had two kids. And of course, the trumpet sat in the closet for many, many years. Well, anyway, 10 years ago, he took the trumpet back out of the closet and started to play it. He got private lessons, and he took it really seriously. He was practicing 2 hours a day. And when my brother retired, he called me, and I said to him, now what are you going to do with all your free time? And he says, I can play the trumpet. I'm in three bands now and in an orchestra. I got really good. Sometimes because of life, the way it throws us around a little bit, sometimes we can lose some of the things that were special in our life. But you can get it back again. Josiah was king of Jerusalem when he was 18 years old. At 18, he decided, I'm going to fix the church up. I'm going to fix the temple up. Then maybe people will come back to church again because it'll be nice and pretty. So he did that, and as you know, when you do remodeling work, you start to find things that you haven't seen in a long time, and they found an old book. They blew the dust off of the book, and they gave it to Josiah to read. And it was the words of Moses' last words, his last speech before the Israelites went into the Promised Land. That was the first reading that we had today. And in this book, Moses said to the people before they left, before they went on to the promised land, they said, do you remember? Do you remember when we were in Egypt, we were slaves? And then God came and he freed us. And then remember the time that we were had our backs against the Red Sea and the Egyptians decided to destroy us? They came after us with their army, with their chariots and charioteers. He was the most powerful, undefeated army in the ancient world. We didn't have any. God gave us food and water, took care of us. We got close to God. We got really close. We loved God. And we lost some of that. But we can get it back. We can get it back. Every day you say these words. Love God with all your heart, with all your soul, with all your strength. And you can get it back again. The other day was ordained, and a priest came up to me and he says, so, how do you feel? I said, this is terrific. 10 years in the seminary, 10 years of studying, 6 years in Italy trying to figure out that language, the Italian language, and trying to study philosophy in Italian, 10 years of studying Greek and Hebrew, 10 years of dreaming that someday, maybe someday, I'm going to be able to say Mass. And it's here! And he says, you remember now, today, you remember this energy, you remember this enthusiasm that you have, because over the passage of time, you may lose some of this. And if you do, you make sure you get it back. Every day you wake up, you make sure you have it, that you can get it back. You know, every one of us are unique. Every one of us is special. We have details that make us special. But over the passage of time, life beats us up. Sometimes we lose it. Sometimes we lose those nice details. But the readings today remind us you can always get it back.